At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking basketball, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Why are you yelling?
They keep that music up real loud sometimes. I just want to hear when I finally come to the proper audio level. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings. Use the promo code BobbySports when downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Stay tuned. You'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. I'd like to give you guys three numbers. The numbers are 3, 1, and 0. Now, we're not playing bingo. We're not playing a lottery.
Yeah.
What does 3, 1, and 0 mean to you?
310. It's got to be an area code.
No. What does 310 mean to you?
310. That's when I smoke.
I don't know what that means. What does 3 minutes and 10 seconds left mean to you?
Oh, God. Okay, now I know where this is going. When there's 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in a game, don't say anything about the outcome of the game.
Last night, we're at the freaking game. I'm a massive Arkansas Razorback fan. If you don't know, I'm a massive fan. We go, me and my wife, Eddie, his son. We got 4 tickets inside the Arkansas section.
It was amazing.
We're right behind the bench. And it's also the loser game. And we're usually a good team this year, not our best year.
Arkansas playing Vandy, guys.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah. But they already beat us this year, too.
They did.
So what happens is we're up by 6 or so. With 3:10 left after a big comeback, we were down 12, we're up 6. Eddie goes, what time do we play tomorrow?
But that could have meant anything, guys.
No, he said we. He
goes, we're playing golf?
No, he goes, we weren't playing golf.
You don't know that.
He's talking about the tournament. And if you win, you play again the next day. He goes, what time do we play again tomorrow? And I look at him and I go, 3:10. That's how much time was on the clock. And you know what happened right then? Freaking Vanderbilt shot the eyes out of it.
There's a little shift in the game for sure.
Didn't we just talk about this?
No, yes.
Yeah, but
like literally this week.
No. Guys,
yes.
You can break it down however you want.
No.
But what we talked about Vanderbilt is saying like, wow, here comes Arkansas.
Vanderbilt hits out a three, or hits a two with like 1 second left. Boom, game goes in overtime.
I didn't say anything.
Unbelievable.
Eddie.
But a planner would just say what a planner says.
You could wait till after 3 minutes and go, okay, what? Now what time's the game? If you win, you can't. With me, you can't declare, hey, since it looks like we're going to win, we've already won, what time do we play tomorrow?
Okay, and your theory is that I jinxed the game?
Absolutely.
Right, and
because I have enough power to affect the game in my mind. The last two times it's happened, it was absolute disaster.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, we went to overtime.
Yeah, and theory bunked.
Two of your good friends.
I got 2 texts going, I can't believe Arkansas just lost that game. Thankfully, yes,
to offset mine.
Yes, thankfully it countered his, or the game.
No
the game was over.
No chance.
The game was over.
My saying just bunked your whole theory. That it doesn't matter what you say.
That's not true.
You can say, oh, we're going to win by 20.
And that's what sank the game. And thank God I have other friends who messaged me going, I cannot believe they just lost the game.
They're point guards.
Real sports fans that are friends.
Their point guard is who freaking almost lost that game for Arkansas.
You.
At what mark?
3:10. Because as soon as he said it, I looked up and I said 3:10. If the game goes downhill starting right now, that's on you.
This guy, Kevin, was just number five. He's a point guard for Vanderbilt. I mean, he's their stud. Dude, he was making impossible shot after impossible shot.
After you said that?
Yeah.
All game, though. He was lightning quick, but he just turned it on. And it was wild how good he was. But he wasn't even that good until Eddie said it.
He must have heard me.
That's
we were so close to the court.
That's twice it's happened this week.
Yeah, I got to stop doing
As
that.
A rule, guys, we have to not do that. I would never during a Dallas Cowboys
what
game.
What did I say? I said, what time do we play tomorrow? I thought it was double elimination.
You did not. He knew it wasn't.
No.
You never know,
you
dude.
You have to stop denying.
Okay, I said it. I was planning. In my mind, I'm like, dude, this is awesome. No, we're going to have a game tomorrow.
And you could have asked 3:10 later. We should all live under the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume somebody's team has won until they've won the game.
Absolutely.
I would never message you during a Cowboys game in the middle of the fourth quarter when you're up 4, even if you have the ball, and I'm like, let's go, Cowboys, win another. I have too much respect for the game. Not you. Too much respect for the game.
I didn't text you, dude.
You're
just sitting right next to me. It's almost like I said it out loud and you heard me.
You asked me a question.
What time do we play tomorrow? Hey, and then as soon as we won, I was like, hey, what time do we play tomorrow? Let's go.
We did win, but thankfully it was counterbalanced by two other real friends that knew the struggle.
Because it doesn't matter, guys.
It did matter, and you saw it twice this week. That's all.
We should have, yeah.
Thoughts?
We were keeping track last night. Reed and I were at dinner, and
dinner were you guys at?
Kevin's birthday dinner. We weren't invited to.
Hey, we saw our boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Auburn head coach.
Chennai?
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce was there?
Yeah, he walked in with his wife.
Did you say hi to him?
Of course.
Oh, you did? That's cool.
Yeah. I didn't know if I should or not, and I was like, screw it, I'm going. I was a couple drinks in.
It was your birthday.
I was like, why not?
Is that what you started with? It's my birthday!
Yeah, I was like, hey, Bruce, it's my birthday. No, I walked over. I was like, hey, and I was wearing too much access.
Did you say Bruce or you say Coach Pearl?
I think I said Coach Pearl.
Okay, thank God.
Bruce!
Yo, B-Dog! B-Dog!
B-Pearl, that you?
B-P. Go ahead.
And then I was like, hey, you know, we came over here a month ago or so with too much access. I'm a producer for Bobby Bones, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he had no idea, you guys. He doesn't remember at all.
That's the worst.
You know, it's just like,
Bruce.
Cool, yeah. He's like, this is my wife. And so I met her, and then he asked me, what's good on this menu? And
he was still
like,
nice, though. That's cool.
Super nice.
What's
super
good nice. On this menu? So he was sitting down already?
Yeah.
He was like,
he just sat down.
Small talk.
Kevin.
If there's no food in front of him, you're okay. You're okay.
Literally just sat down, and it was right next to us. Not like I walked across the restaurant.
Bruce!
Hey, yo, man.
Reed, was it awkward watching it?
No, I didn't actually see it.
Okay.
Where were you?
Well, it was like on, you had to get up and go around a corner.
Yeah.
Kevin acted like it was a table right
now.
Truth.
There was like a booth, right? And at the end of that booth, right around there is a table. And it was the very first table that they set up.
I don't know. I believe Reed, because Reed doesn't know how to lie.
Right.
You should have been
And when he lies, he stutters
he's
a little
too,
bit.
I don't. He's too kind.
I'm saying you should have said, you remember the guy you said can't coach.
Reed's so kind.
that's me.
He's not, dude. He deals with some media every day, so he's like, he doesn't remember me.
I thought about, because, you know, Janai Broom, he follows me on Instagram. We follow each other on Instagram. Thought about DMing and be like, dude, welcome to Nashville. Want to hang out? You have extra time? Like, anything you want, man.
Probably not a good idea.
You don't think so?
Well, you'd have been left on red, which, by the way, I've been left on red recently by...
Barry?
Barry.
Well, but I don't...
Barry
Sanders.
Sanders, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Dang it.
Sorry.
So there's two now? There's two that he's...
Things.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Barry Sanders left me on red on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I was like, hey, we're going to Oklahoma State. That's your old stomping grounds.
He's like, yeah, I know.
But I said, hey, we're shooting this series. We'd love to come and talk to you about your time at Oklahoma State. You know, if whatever. I just thought maybe he'd get a message back because he follows me. I'm like, hey, man, can't do it. It's just red.
Dang. So who's
the second
one?
Do you
want
to hear what I wrote to him, though? Oh, the second one hurts worse.
Okay. I want to hear this.
The second one sucks.
Now we're just going on a list of people left unread.
The second one, when you said that, it hurt my heart a little bit because I have one. And I wasn't not going to share it. I just try not to think about it. I've repressed that feeling.
So you're going to read us the exact message you sent Barry? Mm-hmm.
And then I'll read you the one I sent the other person to. Maybe. It might be too embarrassing, but that's okay. That's what we do here. Okay, here we go. This is Barry. Hey, Barry.
B-Dog.
Because, again, he follows me, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't even have as many followers as I do. He needs to bow down. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude.
All right. Hey, Barry.
Barry.
Going to your old stomping grounds, OSU on Monday to shoot our sports show and podcast. It's called Too Much Access. I'll link some places we've done in the last year. We just returned from Florida State, and we're heading over to these other places coming up. We'd love to swing up to Michigan where he lives. I didn't say where he lives. We have to swim up to Michigan and sit with you for about half an hour, wherever you want. You can even run us through some drills or game tape, but we want to talk about your career.
This is hurting, dude. It's a lot of detail in this in this message.
And then I sent the Dropbox. It texted me if you're interested. We'd love to spend some time.
Oh, Bobby. God. See, I
what am I supposed to do? Because I don't know him well enough to be like, B-Dog, hit me back.
No, you're right. No. But, I mean, it just seems like you put so much work into this message, you know? Like, little, here's Link here.
But it's still a little subtle.
No, no, no. I'm not saying there's too much. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of effort on one side, and the other one reads it. Yeah, okay.
I had no, not interested. I don't have a good enough relationship to have anything except one shot. Barry Sanders is not going to small talk with me on chat.
Yeah.
So it's, how can I...
He's human too, man.
It doesn't matter. How can I... He's not that human. You ever watch him?
No, no, no. Not on the football field.
How can I express to him what I want to express in the most concise way, but precise way as possible, and by giving him all the information?
No, I get it. I get it. And it was well-worded, good message.
Because I was also like, this is your... We're going to your place. Let me think about you. Anyway, it was on red.
I mean, hey, at the end of the day, you shot your shot with Jerry Jones with an email. Look what happened there.
That's true.
Just an email to a random email address on the Dallas Cowboy website.
You never
know. Amazing.
So I was left on red in another one.
Yeah, what is this?
It sucks.
Basketball?
Let me find it first.
Is it because you thought you were tighter?
It's
closer?
It's not that I thought we were tighter. It's that I thought we would be tight enough for at least a response.
Okay. To be fair, though, sometimes I'll read a message and be like, you know what? I don't have time to respond to that, so I'll respond later. And then I forget about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I always, like, check it back on unread just so I don't do that. But, yeah.
You can do that?
And text messages, I don't know about Instagram or social media.
Okay. When I read, this is embarrassing.
Should we play a game?
I'll read the message.
Should we play a game?
And then you can guess who it is.
Okay, this is good.
At some point, when you guess it, buzz in with your name. I'll stop the reading.
One guess?
You get one guess, but if you miss it, we get to thump you in the balls.
No. Well, I'm not playing.
Well, otherwise you'll just jump in and meet. Anyway.
There has to be a punishment. Yes. Ours is.
But if you get it right, you get to thump somebody else in the balls.
Oh, how about all you guys in the balls?
Reeds and sweatpants.
That's too many balls.
Okay.
Here we go. Buzz in with your name. Yo, dude. Hope you're good. You still in Tampa in the off season? I'm coming down to do a couple private corporate comedy shows. We're going to go work out with Logan Ryan one of the days for my show.
Eddie. I'm ready to thump. I'm going to thump all you guys in the balls. That's Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
That's what I thought.
I know.
Dang all guys. Right.
Hold on. Let me finish it. I said you're around March 22nd. Great season. If you're not around, no big deal. We're doing episodes of this show. We'd love to throw the ball around with you a little bit. Also, fun fact, I had my Gasso is goat shirt. He made those.
Yeah, yeah.
He literally
did
made those.
Did you send him a picture?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay. Selfie?
Because that's what he made when he went back, and that's where I got the shirt. And I said, I have my Gasso, it's a great shirt on. Patty and DJ are family, and then I sent my cell phone number. And nothing.
How long ago?
Red. Friday. So a week.
And that's red?
It's a scene.
Scene, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You probably just, you know.
Totally.
Like, yeah, I'm going to come back to this.
Should I hit him back? Should I hit him up with a cool?
Oh, no.
Can't wait.
Then it gets weird.
Ooh, hit him up with a you up.
That's even weirder.
And then just trying to get your attention,
dog. Do I just have to consider this dead?
Hey, circling back around.
Yeah, but what if he comes back?
No, Reeves.
per my last message.
You did a little finger emoji. Up.
Arrows.
Maybe he'll get back to you the week of.
I don't know, dude.
That's this week coming up.
I know, but we still got a couple days.
And you
got
to think these superstars, they get so many messages, dude. You're getting lower and lower.
And he just got paid.
He did. Right.
He went on vacation, probably.
That's it. He's fishing.
Should I hit him back? Okay, congrats on the new contract. They do the point arrow, point finger up.
Did you see this?
Yeah. Oh, pushing this to your inbox.
Who are you calling?
My friend who just saw him at the gym yesterday.
Oh.
She may not answer.
He just goes to a random gym?
In Tampa.
him, call is.
She was with at the gym, and she messaged me, and she said, Gronk and Bakey are here today.
What? Oh, Gronk too?
Yeah.
What gym is
that's
this?
That's got to be a 24-hour fitness.
And I said...
or Planet.
But she lives in Tampa, right? She's not here, obviously.
They don't judge there.
And I said, well, Baker didn't respond to my DM. She said, rude. And that was it.
Dang.
Okay, I'm going to respond to Baker. I'm going to say, anyway, congrats on the new deal.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. You're going to hit him with it. Anyway, I saw you seeing me.
Whatever.
But anyway means...
No. As soon as you
anyway
said
anyway means like, what?
You're ignoring me.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, congratulations. All
but I know I kind of want that to be in there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a little subtle one.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool. Yeah.
Anyway, congrats on the new deal.
Enjoy your money.
Congrats on the new deal. Hold on. Congrats on the new deal.
You can throw a little joke in there?
I was just going to put like go, nah.
No, go Bucks. No, yeah. Don't do
Anyway, congrats on the new deal. Rooting for you next season.
Can I borrow $100?
I don't.
Just say a joke.
That's
you know,
the
cause
lamest thing ever.
He just got a deal. Like, hey, can I borrow a K?
How about this? Rooting for you next season. Send me a helmet.
A band.
Send me a helmet?
Yeah.
You sound a little needy, no. Dude.
Send me a signed helmet for the studio.
Now. Hell no. Is this how you like talk with normal people?
No.
Like, okay.
I don't really. The only time. Okay. Here's my connection to Baker. He was like roommates with DJ.
Mm-hmm. Gasso?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were like, and DJ's my brother-in-law. They like ran together.
At Oklahoma?
I believe. Yes.
Did he run from the cops with him?
No, that was in Arkansas.
Oh.
That was in Fayetteville, actually.
Okay. Was it really?
Yeah.
Who ran him from the cops? Baker?
Baker.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Let me call DJ real quick. He may be practicing.
You hear, ding.
What's up, Bobby?
Ding.
Maybe I just FaceTime him. Because if DJ, he may not have a relationship with him anymore. But let's see. Hey.
Oh, man, good.
Okay,
he's in the toilet.
Look, we're recording right now, so anything you can say will be used against you by millions of people. Hey.
When'd you become a Thunder guy?
4 years ago when I met Caitlin and she made me watch games. And I took her to games.
Not a bad time to be rolling with the Thunder.
Well, now it's not a bad time, but it has been prior.
Hey, how about the Razorbacks?
Oh, yeah, we were there last night. Hey, Eddie, in the game.
Oh, no, DJ, it's not true, hey, dude.
It is true. During the game, Eddie goes, it's 3 minutes and 10 seconds left. We're up by six. Eddie goes, hey, what time's our game tomorrow? And right then's when we start.
I said the game.
Yes, that's
the
game. Look at DJ's face.
I said the game, bro.
Go ahead. What do you think about that? Never.
Hey, there was a girl on our team that threw a perfect game. And, like, I was trying to tell myself to not even think about it. To like
not even say it. Don't even think about it. Yeah.
Don't even.
And Eddie's like, what time do we show up tomorrow for our victory?
Hey, DJ. I thought it was double.
And then we're up like with 10 seconds left, and then they do the inbound pass, and then they tie it up, and you're like, oh, my God.
Hey, I thought it was double elimination, man.
No, he didn't. Okay, I got a question for you, because we're doing this show, and I was talking about, I sent Baker a message on Instagram, because we follow each other, and he left me on scene, and you know, whatever, that's showbiz, baby, I get it, but... How did you know Baker?
Jackson Ewells was my...
Who?
Jackson Ewells, one of my best friends. Grew up with him. He played football. He started at Pitt State, and then he transferred to OU. And when he was redshirting at OU, Baker was redshirting too, and they were roommates throughout college.
And so you knew him because he was roommates with your best friend?
Yeah.
And is, okay, so.
But does DJ know him?
I guess anymore. Do you know him anymore?
I haven't talked to him in a while, but like, I mean, we know each other. You know what I mean? If I saw him, it would be like, who the heck are you? You know? So.
My Gasso is goat shirt. How is that affected by Baker?
What do you mean?
That shirt that I had on that says Gasso equals goat.
Yeah.
Didn't he make those?
I don't know, did he?
Yeah, he's wearing
Just hang up on him, dude. We're done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Credibility.
He might have. I don't know if he made him, but I know that he, when he threw the first pitch at my mom's game, he wore it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do think Gasso's GOAT, both generations, but mainly the younger generation.
Hey,
yeah.
Without the G, without the O, baby, that's the GOAT.
What does he think about, taking the G and the O out of it?
That's when you're the real GOAT. Take the G, take the O out, baby.
Oat. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so Baker left me on scene. Any tips? I'm trying to get him to acknowledge my presence. Just do I keep going or just leave it alone?
You could say you're not responding because I'm an Arkansas fan and you had trouble in Fayetteville.
Oh my gosh. That'll do it.
Well, listen, I know I've talked to him before online because he's like, I was a big fan because he went to high school and like Travis.
Yeah.
So he listened to the show. So we have that. I just may not be a big Baker guy anymore, guys. This may be a big.
Oh no, we're Baker show.
Big Baker
so
show, I know.
Oh no,
I know.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You get a $100 million contract.
I know.
You know.
Should I say that? Should
DJ,
say
that was my joke, dude. Just be like, hey, can I borrow some money since you got a big contract? He likes it.
Hey, dude, you look ripped. Are you working out?
No. Not
okay.
At all. All
right. Well,
it's carrying the baby.
Carrying it around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have your first conference game this weekend.
At Auburn this weekend. Yeah.
Excited about that or no?
Yeah, man. It's going to be fun. It'll be challenging. So I like that. That's more fun to me. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to send Baker a message. I just wanted to check in, see what you could help me with.
Who you rocking with today? Who you rolling with?
What capacity?
Like, who's all there?
Me, Eddie, Mike D, Kickoff Kevin, and Reed.
It's the Whistles crew.
It's a good squad right there. Do we have a name for that?
Yeah, 25
Whistles, dude. Hey, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we're called the 25 Whistles. Ever heard of it? God dang.
You have to have a name.
We do.
We do. We have an Instagram and everything.
Yeah.
We're the 25 Whistles.
We're on TV, too. Our show's on TV now. On Roku.
Like we're the Goon Squad. Like, we're the Goon Squad.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good
luck. All right.
See you, boys.
There it is. Okay.
Well, there goes all your Baker stories. One, he wasn't his roommate.
Well,
I don't know if he made the shirt.
But he didn't know, and I was told he did.
Okay.
But because he's wearing it, and when I got it, I was like, what is this shirt? And they're like, well, Baker made him and brought him and wore him. Whatever, don't even care. He's wearing one.
Yeah, we'll stick with that.
But the roommate thing makes sense.
Yeah.
His roommate was DJ's best friend, so he hung out with them.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Basically, his roommate. They hung out a lot together, right?
Yeah. Yada, yada.
We played telephone, you know?
I mean, in college, everyone's roommates, right?
You lose some stuff. Okay, so I'm going to say, saw your deal.
Do the money joke.
Okay, dude, the money joke is so freaking lame.
But that's perfect. He might be like, that's so stupid. I got a response.
Saw your deal. Congrats. Psst. 100 million more if you let us do the show. Congrats. I don't know. Loan me $100 sounds so freaking
100 bucks
lame.
Is good. Can you spot me $100? Y'all don't like that one.
But you're telling me what's funny.
Yeah. I don't think
that's funny.
Bones, how many times are we hanging out and you're like, dude, that's funny. I'm going to use that in my stand-up.
No, never.
Okay.
It sounds like you're trying too hard.
Mike. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. His whole message is trying
too hard. No, it wasn't. I was like, if you're around, no big deal. We're going to be down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but added the response to no response.
And anyways.
Written, it's not funny.
If
he reads it, he's going to be like, what is he talking about?
So what would you write here?
Yeah, the context is totally different.
I almost think you just leave it, man.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Or wait till next week
and be like, hey, just reaching out again. We'll be there on Friday. Nope. Okay.
Or I delete it because I can delete what's sent.
Nope.
And then resend it, and it looks like there's only been one message.
I like that more.
And he's like, oh, maybe he did forget to reply.
Because I can delete the whole thing to where it looks like it was never sent.
But doesn't it say unsent? It does.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, it shows up as unsent.
Or no, it says delete a message or something. I'm pretty sure it tells them like they...
Let's try.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You're going to delete the original
We know
message?
You don't, Eddie. You're too worried about a $100 joke.
I'm butthurt about it.
Okay, Mike.
I could be wrong, but I think it's...
I'm going to unsend what I last sent you on Instagram.
Okay, it's gone.
Okay, I unsend it.
Got it. And it says nothing. It's just gone.
Okay. It's just gone.
It's just gone?
It's just gone.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Okay, so I'm going to copy
paste.
Got a lot
of DMs here, guys.
That helps in the dating world, doesn't it?
Yeah, 2 in the morning, I send it, and at 7 a.m.
unsend.
Okay, so...
Did you copy it before you unsent it?
No, I didn't do anything. I went to check mics. Okay, so I'm going to go Baker, Mayfield, boom, copy.
I still think the joke's good, but I'll use it on someone else.
Unsend. It's gone.
There you go.
Hopefully we're there for it.
Now I'm going to resend it.
Yes.
Boom, sent again.
Okay.
So he'll get the red dot and think, am I crazy?
And dude, what if he sees it again and just says, seen, nothing else?
What done. If he sees it again and goes, yeah, let's go? Because it's all, if he sees it again and does nothing, there's, it's the same as it was before we started.
Yeah.
And true. I didn't have to make a $100 joke. This is terrible.
either that or he blocks you.
Right.
That's okay.
What I really
Let me
hope,
make sure he still follows me.
I hope. Oh.
After all that, he unfollows
if he,
you?
If he saw it, though, that means he follows you. Because he's got to have so many like requests by people he doesn't follow.
But if you unfollow somebody and you still go into their box because you've had other messages before.
It Man. Prioritizes it.
This is a world you guys are really familiar with.
Yeah,
this
dude.
DMing on Instagram.
Yeah, dude. When you have Baker Mayfield as your friend, you would be really worried about that.
I just hope so we can sit down with him and Eddie can ask him, hey, dude, can I borrow $100
bucks? I will, dude. I will.
Okay, here's who he follows. Ready? Me, Caitlin, DJ, Grace. So tell me he's not like...
He's family, basically.
Yeah, he's in the family.
He's basically a cousin.
Yeah.
Of the shirt company that he made the shirt from.
Okay.
I'm kidding. He's not there.
Are you going to read all his followers?
No, I read the ones. There's the people that we both follow.
Mm.
But he follows all four of us.
In the dorm?
Yeah. Dorm dudes? No. Okay. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, unofficial sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. We didn't hit our NBA parlay last time. That's okay. At least I got one right. You guys sucked last time. Went 0 for 3.
Whatever.
I went 1 for 3.
I tried.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. SEC tournament, I'm just going to give you a little tip. It's not even so much a parlay. Kentucky, they are right at the right time. And that's what you want to be. You want to be right at the right time. Kentucky is right at the right time. And so I think Kentucky, first of all, I think Arkansas wins the whole thing. I'm the only one that thinks that, though. So if you are someone of sane judgment, I would roll with Kentucky for a while, even to win the whole thing. I think they beat Alabama coming up. So that's what I say to do here. And as we get closer to the tournament, we'll give you another parlay next week. And if you want to take that parlay, check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. 467-369.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's time for the tittle tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. the tittle tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
After undergoing surgery on his knee, do you think the Timberwolves missing Cat eliminates them from getting the number one seed in the West?
There are stars, and it's the Ewing effect, which is what Bill Simmons talks about a lot, where you lose your biggest player and everybody plays a lot better for a while. I don't think they're going to get the number one seed anyway. But I do think they've been playing well without Cat.
Talking about Karl Anthony Towns?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. You call him Cat? Is that what people call him?
Do you watch basketball?
Yeah but...
Do you like to say Karl Anthony Towns every time?
It's too long.
Yeah, it's just too
long. K-8. I'm tired just saying Karl Anthony Towns.
His name's Cat, all right?
The scary thing is they're not saying when he's coming back. They're just saying when he's being reevaluated, which means he's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Not we expect him to be back, which means they don't even know. That's the final week of the regular season. So I'm saying he shouldn't come back at all regular season.
But it's okay. The postseason lasts for like 4 months. So
I know.
Should be all right.
True.
It's so long.
It's so long,
and if they
dude.
Go in as the two, obviously they're playing somebody from that had to come up through the play-in tournament. They're one game back of the one seed right now. I don't think they're going to win the one seed anyway, but they need him eventually. But I think this is – the Patrick Ewing theory, where Ewing goes down, the Knicks play out of their mind for a long time. I don't think they can sustain it, but I do. I don't worry about him. Anthony freaking Edwards is awesome.
He's so good.
It's so, and he's able to shine even more because they don't have to get the ball. Big Cat just stands around anyway, shoots threes, occasionally goes, he breaks like glass.
Yeah, I hear you. And they still have Gobert as far as the big guy goes.
Yeah, but Gobert doesn't score. I saw Shaq busting on Gobert. He's like, I could do what Gobert does and make $25 million bucks.
Right now.
did you see Gobert do the get fined $100,000 for doing this to the ref?
The money
gambling thing?
Yeah.
He thought he had money on the game. The ref did.
I still think that the Wolves going is probably like a three, and that's great. That's going to be a battle over there.
That West is loaded.
It's loaded. All right, what else you got?
All right, missing some key players and already out of the Big 12 tournament. How confident would you be if you were Kansas heading into next week's March Madness tournament?
There is a theory in college basketball that you don't really, if you have a great seed, you don't really want to make it to the championship anyway. You just go tired. So it's better just to lose. If you're going to be a one or two seed regardless, three seed even, if you can't really play into those top spots, the theory is, it's better if you don't win because you get more rest time. Mm-hmm. And you're really not gaining anything. I want to win everything all the time, but also that's why I'm not a college athlete.
That's why?
I'm more professional.
That's the one thing right there.
But again, like Hunter Dickinson didn't play. That other kid, the McClure kid. Yeah, McClure. He didn't play. So I'm not concerned. And they should rest up. I like the rest they're going to make a run. They're rested. The tournament doesn't affect them at all.
I got a hot take on that.
They did lose. There's no Patrick Ewing effect on this. Well, they lost two players because Cincinnati beat them by 20.
Yeah, they got smoked.
It was bad.
Yeah, I think Kansas goes that first round.
That is hot take.
Hot take.
Don't even know who they're going to play yet.
Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter who they're playing, man.
Why would they go out first round?
Because they're just not good. They can't get it
but
together.
But that's okay. They're still Kansas premier athletes who are playing probably.
And they go in what?
Major.
They go in as a number
three or four maybe?
Four, maybe?
I mean, so, I think they're still top 10 in the nation. So
I would think three or four.
Yeah, that's coach.
So they go in as a four. They're going to play a decent team. I think they are out the first round. Boom! Save this clip.
They play a they'll play a 13, right?
Now if Hunter Dickinson and McCullough
are
healthy,
still out,
that's got to affect their seeding, right?
If you're Florida State football, it does.
Oh man.
Oh.
But also,
does that work the same way? Committee?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And here's what I would say to that though. Yes and no. I would say yes if they're out for a long time, if they expect them to be out 2-3 weeks, a whole round in the tournament. But I would say no if it's like they may come back game one, game two, because if that's the case, they won't let it affect it because they'll just let them play. They'll give them their high seed, let them play their little mid-major, win it, and move on.
So they have to push the narrative and PR.
They're not even that hurt.
Yeah, they're fine.
We expect them to be back.
Exactly. Game one.
You can get in trouble for that, though, right?
They're not lying about anything.
Okay.
It's college. You can't get in trouble for
anything. It's how you word it.
You don't have to say anything in college.
Yeah.
You could also be like, they're doing Cat. We'll reevaluate in one day. Mm-hmm. And every day you reevaluate in one more day.
Yeah, one more day.
All right, next up.
All right, going to football here. Still sitting in Chicago as of right now. Where do you think the best landing spot for Justin Fields is?
I guess when you look at the teams that are interested, that's all we can kind of go on right now. Unless the Bears re-sign him to hold him to trade him early. That's also a thing if somebody gets hurt next year. Doesn't feel like that would be good for the locker room, though, because those guys like Justin Fields. I mean, a lot of them were very pro Justin Fields. It's not that they were anti Caleb Williams. They don't know Caleb Williams. And Justin Fields was their leader. And the Broncos are an option, because what are they going to do over there? Like right now, what are they doing? Going to wait for a draft pick? What are they, 13th, 14th, 15th, somewhere? I mean, and they can get one of those top five. I would say there are five quarterbacks now that will go in the first round, because you got Caleb Williams at one, Drake May at, we'll just say two. You got
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels at three or four. You have let me get there because
it's Michigan.
No. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That is going to be number five. Mm-hmm. Who's my other quarterback? Oh yeah, Bo Nix. Yep. That's what I started.
Oh yeah.
No, and then Penix Jr. is at four. Oh, so it's like, man, six.
We got options
because they always reach on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we expect to go in the second round. Somebody grabs them late in the first, and then from Michigan,
McCarthy.
Yeah.
McCartney.
Not McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
That's a Beatle.
JJ McCarthy.
JJ, yeah. So the Broncos, I'm assuming they're just going to try to draft somebody.
Yeah.
The Raiders, which they did make a sign. They did sign our boy Minshew. But were they signing Minshew? Is it a two-year deal?
Yeah.
Are they signing him as a bridge quarterback? Mm-hmm. Or did they also draft a quarterback? The Vikings, what the F are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. Sam.
Pittman? Ellinger?
Ponder?
Darnold. Oh.
But again, I feel like Darnold was the same thing. Malone?
Oh, look at that.
Sam Malone, is that a Cheers?
Yeah.
The bartender?
Yeah.
What about the Jets?
What about him?
What are they going to do over there?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's the vice president.
He's running for vice president.
What are you talking about? He's not going to play next year.
That is wild.
I am so annoyed by Aaron Rodgers, but I respect it so much.
You love
because
it.
He is such an attention whore.
I feel like he gets bored.
Like,
and he's
as
just
a person,
like, watch this.
I would never be Aaron Rodgers' friend. He is against everything that I like in a friend. He's an attention whore. But as somebody that I'm just watching from afar in media,
you love it.
It's amazing. Like, the guy thinks he's by far the smartest guy in the room, right? And finds ways for the camera to focus on him. If it's when he's injured in a leg cast, throwing balls on the sideline. Remember the Jets
He's down there
throwing the ball.
Yeah.
You know, will he come back? He does that whole, I don't know.
The week in a dark room.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. All of it. Because he could have done that privately.
Yeah, and nobody would have ever known.
Couldn't have seen him. It's a dark room.
Yeah. That's so cool.
But as somebody who admires people who just seek attention and get it, like, he's A+, man. He run for vice president.
There's
so
nobody better in the sports world.
I'd stretch that out. If I were him, I'd play that. Oh, man.
Because you can even, like, submit your whatever request or...
He gets Secret Service with him.
That would be amazing.
He's dropped off in a black car every game.
I would think, man, all three of those teams, though, even the Vikings. I know you said Sam Darnold. I feel like he's a bridge quarterback, too, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So you got those guys just in case. They're also good backups. I mean, Minshew played great.
Mm-hmm.
With the Colts. As good as he can play with them. I mean, for solid. But if I were going to pick, probably the Broncos. But I have no reason to think. I just think that the Raiders and the Vikings are going to go draft somebody, and the Broncos might. I like Justin Fields. And I think he's gotten better every year. Also, he never. It's not like he was playing behind a good offensive line. It's not like he was playing for an offensive coach. So... And I also have a couple signed things by him. So let's go.
Right. Yeah, we need to get the value up.
Let's go. All right, one more.
Last one here. After surprising everyone and signing with the Titans on Wednesday, do you think the Titans overpaid for Calvin Ridley?
4 years, $92 million, but it's $50 million guaranteed. So 4 years, $92 million. So basically $25 million a year almost.
And he's not young.
If he's able to play through. He's 29.
Well, for
but as a receiver, that's not so old. You can. It's not running back old. If you're a 29-year-old running, like how old is Saquon, 27?
Yeah, I think he just turned 27.
So I would say if I'm comparing ages, a 26-year-old running back is a 29-year-old wide receiver. I think at 29, you got one more good run and a 3-4-year deal if you stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because isn't like A.J. Brown like 31 or 33?
Yeah.
And he's still extremely effective.
Is he that old already?
And then Ridley, hey, he got a year off, remember?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he
made a little wagers here and there.
What do you call that when like a professor leaves for a year?
Sabbatical?
Yeah, he took a sabbatical, you know?
AJ's younger than him.
How old is AJ Brown?
26.
Interesting.
And Calvin is how old?
29.
I thought AJ Brown was a bit older. That's interesting.
I still feel like it's fine. And also that it's not all guaranteed. So it's 4 years, but it's $50 million guaranteed. And it's less. You get a good 2 years out of them. A really good 2 years.
Yeah,
I think they need weapons.
Yeah.
And now they have Hopkins. They have Treylon Burks. They have Ridley. The running back situation is interesting.
Tony Pollard.
They have Pollard and Spears. And that'll just be, I think that'll be 1A and 1B more than 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So I like it. It's just who's going to get him the ball.
Yeah.
It's not like Levis is proven. The one thing Levis proved is that he didn't suck as everybody else.
And he's tough.
Yeah, he didn't have a whole season under his belt.
They still have Malik Willis?
Mm-hmm. Unless they just recently cut him, yeah. So that's it. I feel good about that. Go Calvin Ridley, you know?
Were you going to say tighten up?
I don't say that.
Okay.
I did in a promo once
for them. Tighten up.
They were like, well, it's going to be on the scoreboard. And they were like, say your name and say everybody get fired up. And I did like 10 videos. And they play on the scoreboard at halftime. And they're like, high energy. And I don't really like to say lame stuff. Even doing like commercials, yes. If they write something lame, yes. I'm like, oh, I want to. I'm not saying it.
You always say like, I'd never say that.
I was so like, I'm not doing it. And so they put a microphone and like, high energy. Because remember, everybody's cheering around you. And if you're just like, go Titans, it's just going to sound like you're going. And I go, what's up, guys? Bobby Bones. Let's get hype. Tighten up.
They're
like,
they no, yeah.
They're like, okay, can you do tighten up higher, like more pumped? And I don't want to say I would never say that because they already gave me a jersey, my name on it,
signed Derrick
when
Henry
I got
ball.
There. They also gave me a Derrick Henry jersey.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry signed ball, I think.
Yeah,
too.
Signed
I gave
ball.
It to you, I think.
Yeah, we still have it. I think it was in the backyard the other day, but I got it. I rescued it. Oh, no. I rescued it. Don't worry.
In the backyard.
But it was also like one of those autographed white ones, so you don't rescue that from a yard.
What do you mean? I did. It was in the backyard.
It's
about to rain.
Green all over it, but I guess you could say it's a game played.
Yeah, game ball.
So then I was like, what's up, guys?
It is Bobby Bones. Tighten up.
So I just tried to fit it with less energy.
You're ridiculous. Tighten up.
And then they were like, it's a little better.
Hey, let me get a visual. So you're like, they're shooting you, and they got camera, they got lights and everything on you? Okay.
Yeah.
A boom mic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And mic on the collar.
Okay.
And so I did the first with no energy. Did the second where I take my own energy down and just try to match, tighten up. And then I do the third one, and I can tell they're getting tired of me. Not tired of me, but they know I'm just not. They don't think, I didn't say it was lame. I didn't say I think this is lame. So.
Is there a director?
There's like three. I don't even know who the director is. There's just a whole group of people, like a promo staff. And I'm like, what's up, guys? You know what's up. It's Bobby Bones. Say it with me. It's on the board. That's what they went with. And they put it up, tighten up.
Okay, that's smart. Because you weren't going to say it. At some point, they realized
that. That is smart.
And they didn't tell me I could do that. I just did it.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, that's interesting. No one else has done that. And I was like, yeah, I'm creative. I didn't say, yeah, I'm creative, but that's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, sometimes stuff just comes and sometimes it's stupid. But I like that. And they're like, yeah, us too. And
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve
with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, let me ask you this too, because you've done like award shows and stuff. When you present, do you ever change whatever's up there?
One time I went up and did all jokes. It wasn't on the prompter and they told me I was never invited back.
Oh, okay. Mm. Don't do that anymore then.
Yeah.
So they had written all the stuff out and you just went on your own?
It's I'll tell you what it was. It was the first CMT Awards I ever did.
Oh.
And I went up to, and I was just like, they're probably never going to ask me to do this again anyway. I just moved to town. I was like, why are they even asking me to do it? I wanted to do it, but I was like, dang, no one ever asked me to do this. I had really had no TV career at that point. And so I was like, this is my time to impress, time to shine. And so I'd written like three little jokes. And I walk up and I think it just says, hey, for video of the year for, I don't know what it was.
Generic.
Best video with a guitar. The nominees are. And I went up. I was like, what's up, guys? Bobby Bones. Man, look out in the crowd. And then I did like a couple of jokes.
Did you call somebody out?
In a funny way.
Okay.
And then I was like, all right, let's get to the award. Best da-da-da. Whatever, boom, comes back. And then I had another little joke thing. And I was like, all right, I don't remember them. They probably weren't that good. And I said, and the winner is. And they don't know who the winner was. And so afterward, the producer, after the whole show was over, I was leaving. The producer was like, hey, man, do you have a second? I was like, yeah. He said, you can't change stuff up. We're timed. I was like, oh, my bad. I wasn't told I couldn't change anything up. And he was like, if it's on the script, there's a reason. And I said, it's okay. I'll be hosting this thing anyway in a couple years. I was just kind of kidding.
You said that?
Yeah, I was kidding. But he didn't take it as a joke.
You love awkward. That is so awkward.
But I was kidding. And then I said, a couple hundred bucks. He didn't laugh that out.
That's a good joke.
But I was kind of blocked from that show for like 5 or 6 years.
Wait, hold on. What did he say after that?
It's not what he said. He just stopped talking. It was just
he was done.
He was done.
Yeah.
That's all. He heard enough.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean it like, I'm going to be hosting this show anyway. I meant it like, I'm going to be hosting the show in a couple years anyway. I was getting reps. It just, I don't know. I just said
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I wasn't invited back for a long time. Mm. And then I got invited back.
And I went. Again.
It wasn't that I read the script, but I wore a shirt with a message written on it.
Oh, boy. Political message?
No.
I'm just joking. You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. And they just thought it was annoying that I was trying to make the show about something, not me, even though I felt like the message was positive. Mm. And so I didn't get in trouble. But I didn't get invited back the next year. And then when I did get invited back, they were like, well, stand on the street and do it. And I was like, I'm not doing that. At this point, stand on the street and be like, we're here at a bar. Mm.
You know how they do that. Mm. They go to commercial somewhere else.
Mm. Yeah, it was, and I just felt like they were just doing that to kind of be like, you've been troublesome.
Yeah.
And so we're going to now.
You're an outlaw.
You're in timeout.
That's the lamest outlaw ever, man. What are you in for? You know, I'll be holding someone's pocket if I have to tell them I'm in for that.
I changed the script.
So, and then the only other. Yeah, I haven't done that show. They did approach me once, different producer, to host the CMT.
Crossroads?
No. CMT, like, biggest artist of the year. Mm. And I ended up not being able to do that because of contractual stuff. But I told them, I would love to do it, but I want to be able to write my own stuff. And I'll bring people to write with me, like Mike or whomever. But I want to be able to have my own material. And they agreed to it, different producer, but then contractually I wasn't able to do it. I had another TV thing that wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, dang.
Work. I'd have for sure been canceled because I was just walking on the girls' room. The only other issue that I had was the very first time they did the New Year's from Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of the two hosts of that show. And so I'm hosting that show, and the girl was from Entertainment Tonight. She's good. Very straightforward, though. And that was a live show, and there were all these instances of, you gotta just ad lib.
Yeah, stretch time.
You gotta, yeah. That I'm naturally good at, not sticking to a prompter, obviously. Sometimes I have trouble seeing, so I'm just not that good. Like I watch Ryan do it, he's amazing at it. Me on a prompter, I'm a B+, maybe B. And so it like rained, and I had to like cover so much ground. They're like, hey, throw to Bobby, he'll just handle it. And they're like, oh, hey, start talking, crush it. And then they come back, and they're like, hey, we want you to host the next year. And I said, if I do it, I want to be the only host. Because I had to carry what it felt like to me, because all the issues, I had to carry most of the shots. I don't want to be the only host. And they're like, we can't let you do that. I said, okay, that's fine, because she's good. I said, but, because they don't really pay me much. It was like first year, next year we'll get you. And I said, okay, at least give me double the money.
That's how they do, next year they get you? Like,
it was the first time they'd ever
done. Hey, we're good, man. We'll pay you next year.
All transparency, I think, I say much. Go from memory. I think they gave me $40,000 to host a show that night.
Oh, that was the first year.
Yeah. Usually my rate is to do something like that for a show a night's much more than that.
I'd be like, I made it, baby.
But I and it used to be that, like earlier. But if I take lower, then that's what they can be like, well, you took lower here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The network knows. And so I was like, hey, I at least kind of need double. And they were like, we can't give you double. Are you saying you don't want to do it? And I had to really think about it, because I know I don't want to bluff. And I said, I don't want to do it. I was bluffing. And they were like,
okay. That's a hard bluff, man.
They were like, okay. And I said, peace out. And then I kept waiting for them to call back. They never called back.
They never called.
Oh. But it's okay. I wasn't going to do it. They would just call back and say, we'll meet your demand. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to do it for what they asked. And also, working on New Year's Eve, like, that sucked.
Yeah.
So, but that's that story.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever shared that before. Mm. Okay, last thing I'm going to share here before we go. I made a bet, and depending on when you hear this or see this, it may already be over.
Or not.
No one's ever won 5 games in 5 days to win the SEC tournament.
Oh, they've won three?
Arkansas's won four before.
Four.
Years ago. 92, I think. 91 or 92. So I bet before the game, I bet $75 for Arkansas to win the SEC tournament. So with five to go, bet $75. If they were to win four more games, I will win $22,575.
Oh, goodness. That's amazing.
And Eddie almost blew it for you.
No, I didn't, dude.
He did. He almost cost me $22,000.
I did not. Yes. Ended up winning.
All right, so that's my DraftKings bet.
Go Hogs.
Go Hogs. 75. They didn't give me a cash out option yet, though.
I don't think they will.
Not after one.
Maybe after, if they win another one, yeah, maybe.
I don't think so, because then they have to play.
Who do they play?
Well, today they play South Carolina. Then they play, if people just win who I expect to win, then they play Auburn. And then if they win that, they have to play Tennessee. And then if they win that, they play Kentucky.
It's a long road.
Long road ahead.
Yep.
All right, that's it.
Hey, but money don't come easy, man.
No.
Hey, it takes hard work. Get that hard money.
That's right.
Let's see if Baker responded.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bones, Baker. Come on, man.
Let's see if Baker responded. I have a red dot.
Oh. Oh, that was me, dude. I just said sorry about that.
No, it's not from him. It's just a scent. He hasn't seen it yet.
Okay. We're still in good shape.
Unless he's like, I'm not even opening that bullcrap.
No, he wouldn't do that.
I also thought he wouldn't ignore me. All right, there you go. Thank you, guys.
Sometimes, though, you can just read the first thing, you know, whatever the tab that's on there, and you can see enough.
Like, not if it's
like
the whole
four
thing.
Letters, it'd be like, I'm not, four words, I'm not interested.
25 whistles. Follow us at 25 Whistles. Subscribe to the podcast.
Are you hurt right now?
No, I was just hoping I'd be Baker. I have some closure. Either way, I just wanted some closure in the relationship.
I got you, man.
Yeah,
thank
you guys, and we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.